Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Barbara McNeese was with us in the previous segment, but I've asked her to stay a little bit longer. She's president of the Greater Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce, which is where the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference is right now, where I am, broadcasting live from this event. And this is where the ACCE event is this year, but it's going to Raleigh next year, Raleigh, North Carolina. And we have Harvey Schmidt with us. Harvey is the president of the Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce. Harvey, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be with you.
And Barbara, say welcome to Pittsburgh.
Welcome to Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm having a great time. I haven't been in this city probably for 20 years, and it's absolutely amazing.
I don't believe I would have told that, Harvey. I've been here since then.
we did an inner-city visit here when I was in Jacksonville, Florida, right, back in 1982, and there were a lot of changes going on, and now, I guess that's 25 years
They were making
ago.
The transition, weren't they?
Yeah, and they've done a terrific job. Mm-hmm. The city is teeming and
beautiful.
Absolutely. We've enjoyed the time that we've been here. I ran this morning and along the riverfront, and it's gorgeous. I went to the ball game last night,
yeah.
Yeah, we have over $3 billion worth of investment going into the downtown area over the next 5 years. So you see cranes, you see new buildings, complete renovation of Point State Park, where you probably ran by.
Yes, absolutely. My problem is I got to try and figure out how to match up with Barbara's good efforts when they come to Raleigh, because this has been a terrific introduction to the city, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of it.
Right. Every state wants the crane to be the state bird, right?
That's right.
Well, there's no question about it, and in today's marketplace, if you can show some signs of growth, yeah, and some momentum, it really helps everybody's attitude about how things are going, and obviously Pittsburgh's got some stuff that's percolating very well, and so do we in Raleigh, so we're looking forward to showing some of our stuff off as well.
Yeah, I was just in Raleigh not long ago. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But what I wanted to do in this segment is sort of hand off even though we're at the beginning of the conference pretty much, just sort of get you guys together and Barbara, get you to hand this thing off. Talk to the audience about what you think chambers mean to your communities and why it's important for local chambers to support their executives and their education, which is what the ACCE does.
Well, there's a saying in our industry, if you've seen one chamber, you've seen one chamber, because every community has different demands, and chambers adjust very well to what both economic development, community development, mm-hmm, business development needs to be in their area. And I think if the one thing I would say we do extremely well is bring our private sector, civic leadership, public leadership together to solve problems, to have a vision, and to make things happen.
Cut across all the boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question about that. And I think you talked a little bit about that in the previous segment. But I've been in the business now in my 37th year.
Wow.
And there was one statement that the U.S. Chamber used to say about Chambers of Commerce when I first started in this business, that the Chamber does things that some people think just happen. We're constantly working through issues. The thing I tell my staff and our leadership is that we want to create an environment where good things happen. And a lot of that is about eliminating friction from various positions when it comes to advancing the community. The community as an enterprise needs to be looked at just like a business, and you've got to find ways in which to make that business viable, and what you've got to do is to help ameliorate all those various opinions that exist in the community about where you ought to go. Our position is it's the chamber's all about prosperity. We bring the prosperity argument to public discussion, and we're not there to try and pick one side of the political issue as to being right or wrong. Our job is to try and keep the prosperity going in the community.
Well, the thing that always impresses me about chamber executives, people in your roles at the top of the organizational chart of the chambers, is you've not only got to be the general, the executor, the entrepreneur. You also got to be the diplomat and be tactful about that, because you got a lot of egos out there, aren't there?
Well, I think that's the you say prosperity, we say competitiveness when you look at what's best for the communities that you represent. And I think the other side of that is being willing to do that quietly behind the scenes and not always worry about who's going to get the credit.
Right.
It's how are you going to make things happen, how are you going to resolve the issues, and how are you going to move your community forward. Mm-hmm. And I think even though we're all type A personalities, we do tend to put the community, the people first.
Barbara, what advice do you have for Harvey for next year?
He's going to have a great time. We have so enjoyed the year of preparation for this, our whole staff, working with the ACCE staff, who are just fabulous.
Yeah.
Mick Fleming and all of his crew.
Chris Mead, all the
Chris
guys.
Mead,
yeah.
Tony Crouch, have just made it wonderful. We've set records, so Harvey's going to break those records. That's what we
He's
do.
He's got some shoes to fill.
That's what
not big ones, though, right, Barbie? Not big shoes, but shoes.
But that's what it's all about, is that's what we do in our communities.
Right.
We raise the bar, we make them better, so that's what we trying to do with our organizations that we belong to.
Well, and Harvey, any thoughts on anticipating your event next year?
Well, very much anticipating the event, and we really started planning about 6 months ago, and mm-hmm. started getting, we've got a number of chambers in the region. We are the Research Triangle region, so
right.
we've brought all of them together, and
right.
we've been working on it for 6 months.
Durham and all the different chambers. That's great that you're working together. Barbara's got to go. Barbara, thank you
thank
again
you.
For being here.
Great
Thanks for hosting
here.
Us here.
Thank you for being here.
Looking forward to coming back and the rest of the week. Harvey's going to stay with me. We're going to talk a little bit about Raleigh in just a few minutes. The Raleigh Chamber of Commerce. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blassingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. We're continuing to broadcast this live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, ACCE. You heard me talk about that earlier in the week that I was going to be here, and I am broadcasting live in Pittsburgh. And as you know, anytime I get a chance to spend time with Chambers of Commerce, it's a red letter day for me. And so if I get to do all these things together, I get to talk to you, small business owners, and be with my peeps, Chambers of Commerce. And that's just like a strawberry sundae with a cherry on top. It doesn't get any better than that for me. I, as you know, I'm the biggest supporter of Chambers of Commerce. And as my audience will know, I'm always asking you, be sure to join your chamber. And if you're not a chamber member, I want to know why. Somebody who I think agrees with me, who's continuing to be with us now. He was with us in the previous segment. Harvey Schmidt is the president of the Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce in Raleigh, North Carolina, the Research Triangle, beautiful part of the world. I was just there. I'm often in Raleigh. Harvey, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be back and glad to see all the advocacy that you're doing for small business. You've done a lot for the small business community, and I appreciate you waving the flag, because there aren't many people out there that actually do that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know, small business owners, Harvey, and I know you know this, they're worthy, aren't they? I mean, they're so lovable and huggable and cuddly, aren't they? They're like little teddy bears. I say small business owners are kind of like the panda in the zoo. You know, everybody wants to you know, to hug them, and we just need to get that message out more, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's a big part. I know in the big cities, Raleigh, Pittsburgh, you guys got a lot of major corporate help, but for the most part, the backbone of Chambers are the same people who are the backbone of our economy, and that's small business owners.
Oh, there's no question about it. And if you you don't pay attention to them, I think you put your community in peril.
That's exactly right.
It's an important aspect of the community, and in many respects, the small business owners wind up being the backbone of all sorts of community organizations. Mm-hmm. And so you really need to cultivate the small business community and make them an important part of your economic development strategy.
Well, Chambers must have
funding to do the program. But you can have all the funding in the world. If you don't have the volunteers, you got no execution.
Well, and I think our organization is broken up into three parts. One part is we're a sales team for the community. Another part, we're trying to improve the community so that we can continue to sell it. And then the third part is membership services. And if we're going to have a conversation with City Hall about an important community issue, if we can say we represent 70% of the companies that are the employees that are hired by the companies in the community, it makes a big difference. So having that small business community base when you go and talk about political issues is a very important ingredient in being successful.
Well, you know, if you think about it, the manager or the president of the big company in the area, they might be able to write you a big check, but they don't reach out and touch the people as much as that small business owner might who has 20 employees and 500 customers.
Oh, I mean, it's amazing what we're able to get accomplished as a result of having a good relationship with our small business community. It helps get that message out to lots of different people, and we spend a lot of time and energy concentrating our contacts with that small business community. I have a small business vice president who's been on our staff for 23, 24 years.
Wow.
And she's done a terrific
This is an executive dedicated to small business. Congratulations. Good for you. That makes me very proud of you guys for doing that. And I'm not surprised. As you know, I was just in your area at your big business expo. You've been doing that now for a long time.
That's about 20 years.
Yeah, and I was very happy to be the keynote speaker there this year. Had a great time. All the folks did a good... Meredith Carruthers did a great job of hosting me and putting that together. Want to give her a little bit of airtime. Yeah, we appreciate her very much. And so you got a great team there in Raleigh. And I'll tell you, folks, if you get a chance to be around Chambers, to the members, the staff, they're just the coolest people because you guys are always so positive. You're so happy. I mean, you heard Barbara earlier. I mean, what's more exciting than talking about your community, being excited about your community? That's the kind of vitality that every community needs, and those are the kind of folks I want to be part of.
Well,
I'm going to get you to hold that thought.
All right.
I'm going to get you to stay with me. Harvey Smith's going to stay with me a little longer, folks. I got to take a quick break. We got to sell some things. We have our own commerce going on here, Harvey.
Go get it.
This is the Blasingame Chamber of Commerce. And anyway, we're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.